Wardrobe.
Are those movable? I mean, like,
yeah,
they don't...
Uh-huh, yeah,
oh, they
they're
are?
Heavy, but you move them, sure.
Yeah, but you can move.
Yeah, move them just like you do the other furniture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, like above the ceiling here, what is that called? You know, like up above your ceiling in the house. Up above there. You know, like,
that's your attic up there.
Yeah, you know, what do you use that for now?
You'd be surprised when I got
started. Oh, goodness. Just like a storage area now.
That's a storage area. Then when after I get through our Christmas, my tree and everything else goes up in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, you'd be surprised what you'd find in my attic.
When you were a little girl, did you call it something else?
No, we didn't have attics then.
Oh.
No.
It was just a big high ceiling, huh?
Just a big high ceiling. They were high then, too.
Mm.
They wasn't big.
About how high were they?
Anywhere from 10 foot up. That's the reason that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how high our old home place was, because it would take, you know, it took so much to heat
mm-hmm.
these high ceilings.
Yeah.
But, they went to making, I guess this is the first house I ever lived in that we had an attic that we could put stuff up in. Even
mm-hmm.
the one we moved to.
Yeah.
When we first moved to the project didn't have no attic.
Oh.
Had it, but there was no way to get to it.
Oh.
You know, they didn't fix it.
Yeah. Well, what do you call a room that you cook in? What's that called?
That's the kitchen.
Yeah. Is there any other, you know, names for that, maybe?
I wouldn't know what it was if it wasn't a kitchen.
Yeah, I don't either. You know, well, you know, like, you ever heard it called maybe a cook room, stove room, something like that? Are they common? Are those
Not
names common?
No, it's just kitchen.
Just kitchen?
It's just kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, what about a room that's offside of the kitchen and you put your preservatives in?
That's your pantry.
Pantry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, my great grandmother had one of those, but we don't have one. Yeah, our house doesn't have one, but my great grandmother did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they would have big pantries.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mine's small. I don't put that's my groceries in mine, but we have a. Like I said, we had the smokehouse, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they built shelves all up and down side the wall. Well, that's where my canned stuff, you
mm-hmm.
know,
mm-hmm.
goes. Of course, we use it just for utility house now.
Uh-huh.
But my canned stuff still goes out there.
Up in the attic, you know, with all that stuff you have stored up there, what do you call all that stuff?
Well, I don't know what you'd call it. Some might call it junk.
Yeah?
But,
is it junk to you?
No.
No.
Well, I got it, but it's not junk.
yeah, some people do call it junk, mm-hmm. yeah.
It's just something you don't use, you know, very often,
mm-hmm.
and you just get it out of your way. Because then it would accumulate. Now, what we got out of junk is out. We got a crib out there.
Oh, it's called a crib, so like your junk room's the...
No, this used to be where they put the... corn and all such as that when we were farming.
Mm.
You put it in your crib.
Oh.
Well, see, those cribs, we got two and out there.
Mm-hmm.
And those two, of course, is empty now, you know, from corn. But there is our junk. That's where our junk is.
Mm-hmm. So you just put it in the crib.
Yeah. And yeah. all the children, when they got something they don't want,
mm-hmm.
goes
in the crib.
I think I've got some of everything. All of them's got, unless it's the one that lives in New York. He hasn't brought none of his down here.
You know, I'm sure that, you know, like, since you're a housewife, you have to, you know, go around cleaning all the time. You know, like, if you clean, you know, like, just every day a little bit, what do you call that?
Well, that's just kind of, I don't know, I don't know what you'd call that, just kind of cleaning up the house, I reckon. But when you do your general cleaning,